now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. Welcome to my program. And yes, I think you're going to like this program. I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome. Today, I want to talk about stress. First, I want to talk about stress and about relationships. And if I have time, I want to talk about heart issues. You know, a lot of people have heart attacks and atrial fibrillation and tachycardia and all those kinds of things. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, I want to talk about relationships. Yesterday, I was doing some research online, and I was researching a little bit about our troops and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I have an interest in traumatic stress and helping people with traumatic stress. Developmental stress. You know, a lot of children suffer a lot of traumatic stress when they're little kids because of unenlightened parents, unaware parents. There are reasons for it, many reasons for it, but children do suffer stress, and it shouldn't be that way. But so you have that, you have developmental stress, and you have traumatic stress. People have traumas in their lives, and then people go to the field of battle, for example, and then they suffer stress there, and then they have PTSD. Well, I was doing a little research on the subject, and I saw there was a short news video from one of the big, you know, one of the NBC, CBS, ABC, one of those, and it was about our troops and PTSD and suicide. They said a lot of our troops are more and more, that more and more of our soldiers, of our service people, are suffering from PTSD and more are committing suicide. And one of the doctors, it may have been the general, or it might have been a doctor, I can't remember for sure, but one of the Army or Navy or Air Force doctors or generals made the comment that so often when there's a suicide or talk of suicide, or they find out about someone who's trying to commit suicide, you know, that they find out that it involves a relationship. PTSD, a relationship. Something is going wrong with their relationships, and it suddenly dawned on me. Well, the other thing is that today I was putting one of my old books, a book I wrote many, many years ago called, well, originally I called it My Husband and I Argue All the Time. That was the title of the book. My Husband and I Argue All the Time, Time-Tested Truths for Healing Relationships. And then later I changed the title. A few years later, I changed it to Marriage Matters. Marriage Matters. Lessons from the Past, Hope for the Future. Well, since then, I've written some other books that have been very popular. My Myths and Mysteries of Marriage book is extremely popular, and I have a new book called Putting the Forever Back in Love with Advanced Concepts. But I went back and got this old book. I thought, let me get it out and kind of, you know, figuratively dust it off from the shelf and then put it up at a couple of my relationship blogs for people. Let them buy it for a dollar. I embedded a preview there where you can read many pages of the book. It's called Marriage Matters. And then you can buy it for a dollar. For a dollar, you can get it to download or to read on your Android, mobile device, computer, iPhone, whatever, for a dollar. Great book. It's over 200 pages. But it suddenly dawned on me. I said to myself, why don't I put this on my other blogs too? Not just relationships, put it on my stress blogs. I'll tell you more in just a moment. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive.
In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I've been on the air for 24 years. I've written 16 books. And I think I have some information that could be very, very important to you, absolutely. And so let's put two and two together. First, I saw that a lot of people that are very unhappy and depressed and want to commit suicide and have PTSD, what puts them to the point that they're thinking about that is a relationship. Relationship. Usually with their husband, with their wife, with their partner. Or it could be with their family, with their kids, with their mom, dad, other people. But mostly, you know, it's about a relationship. That's what the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. So I saw that. And then I was putting up one of my relationship books, and I was put it up on my relationship blogs. But then I suddenly realized that life is about relationships. Life is not about symptoms, it's about relationships. So I should have this excellent book about getting along better with your wife, with your husband, with your partner, about letting go of resentment, about learning to forgive, about understanding your partner better, understanding why we argue, understanding the importance of dad. See? The importance of parents to be patient with their children, to be there. Especially dad to be there for the children. All these things, I talk about these things. Why men must learn to be men. Why ladies must learn to be less judgmental of all men. Sure, men failed you. Your father failed you. Boyfriends failed you. Now your husband's failing you, but you must learn not to resent them, not to hate them. See? It's very, very important. Because resentment is the most destructive thing of all. It ruins more relationships than anything else. People, you know, you hear people arguing about money or about this and about that, but the main thing that ruins relationships is resentment underneath the surface arguing. It's resentment. Okay, so these are very, very important concepts. This book is worth its weight in gold. It's an excellent book. It's direct. It's to the point. It gets right down to the important things, not flowers and hot tubs and, you know, cruises and candlelight dinners. I mean, those things, maybe they're nice, maybe they're not. If you can afford them, better off to save your money for something more useful. But the bottom line is, but the most important thing is learning how to relate properly without resentment, with judgment. And for men to learn to be patient and long-suffering and to be there for their family. These are the important things, ladies and gentlemen. And to be there for your kids, to see where you're making a mistake. Your parents made mistakes, see, and you resented your parents. Now look at you, you're making mistakes too. So this is very important. See, so it dawned on me that this book, I should put it on other places, you know, where people are going to look to find out about PTSD, what a Christian counselor, Christian pastor has to say about PTSD. I should put relationships books there. In some of my blog posts or my blog about anger management, I should put the relationships book there. See, food issues, I should put the relationship book there. People are looking for inspiration. People are looking for something, yes, yeah, something inspirational and I should put the relationships book there. because life is not about symptoms, it's about relationships. So now you see how I put the two together? Life is not about symptoms. We get all caught up with our symptoms, where we feel fatigue, we feel upset, we have this issue, we have that issue, we have stomach issues, we have blood pressure issues, we have diabetes issues, we have heart issues, we have cancer issues, see? We have this and we have that and we have this and we have that. Or we feel anxious, we feel nervous, we feel unhappy, we feel this, we feel that. We get all caught up with our symptoms, see? And we forget that life is about relationships. See, if you had had a right relationship with your father, see, you didn't resent your parents, see, and you didn't resent other people, and you don't resent your partner, see, then what? Then there's a good chance that you wouldn't, eat too much and eat the wrong food and drink and smoke marijuana and drink alcohol and do all these other things, and then ruin your health, and then start to have health issues. You see how they're all kind of tied together? All right, so the bottom line is life is not about symptoms. See, we get caught up with our symptoms. We're so worried about our symptoms. Well, I've been diagnosed with this, and I've been diagnosed with that. See, or my husband doesn't understand me, or my kids don't listen to me, or my boss doesn't understand me. We get all caught up with these things, with our feelings, which are symptoms also. And we forget that life is about relationships. See? All right, so now you see that we get involved in wrong relationships. A resentful relationship with our parents. See? A resentful relationship with other people. And then we get caught up in our relationship with our food, a wrong relationship with our work, a wrong relationship with our helpers, a wrong relationship with our kids, see? So we need to right our relationships. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. We're talking about relationships today and how important they are. Well, we all know that, but we don't know how to write our relationships. But it's for sure, if you're all caught in your symptoms, if you're lost in your thinking, lost in worries, doubts, and fears, lost down there, or if you're lost in your marijuana, lost in your trivia, lost in your texting, with your mobile device or your iPhone, texting, lost in your face, spending all your time texting or in your Facebook account or listening to sports on TV, see, then you're having an improper relationship, an involvement with something that's not helpful, and it's a distraction from the important relationships, which are suffering. See how that works? That doesn't mean that we don't have to work. We have to work, but we must learn how to work properly. We must learn how to relate to everything properly, see? Because everything, see, whether it's your food, your work, your friends, your technology, see, your partner, your children, your parents, your co-workers, it's all, every one of those is some kind of a relationship. And you have to have a right relationship with food. In other words, you know, you have to learn how to eat to live, but not live to eat. You have to learn how to eat the right things and not be caught up in your food. You have to see the effect that food has upon you and why it has such an effect upon you. See, you have to have a right relationship with everything. Some things, a right relationship is to stay away from them. You know, illegal drugs, alcohol, stay away from them. Some things you have to let go of. Let go of some of your things, some of your excessive work, some of your excessive texting and Facebook and internet and so on. You have to let them go. See, some things you have to give up, other things you can modify. See, so we have to eat. You can't give up eating, you have to eat. See, we always go to extremes. We think, well, see, people eat too much and then they starve themselves, then they eat too much and they starve. The ego is always going to extremes. You have to find the right relationship so you can eat but without eating improperly. See? So you can relate to other people without resenting them, without getting caught up in them. See? A relationship, you can get caught up in a wrong relationship and they can eat your whole life up. How many ladies have gotten involved with some man, a married man, for example? They get involved in a relationship with a married man. He strings them along and years go by. See, that happened to somebody I know. She was involved with a guy, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years. By the time it was all over, her life was gone. Her youth was gone. Everything was gone. And the guy was still married to whoever he had been married to. She wasted her whole life. See? And how about, people who have internet addictions and all these things, drug, all of them, work. See, some people get caught up in work, and it's work. Seems we do have to work, and work is important. Work makes, society keeps the wheels going. Work is useful. It can be good for it. It can be therapeutic. But see, when you don't have a right relationship, then you relate wrongly to it. See, if you don't have a right relationship with, first of all, who should you have a right relationship with? You should have a right relationship with your Creator. See, now some people say, well, there's no God or this and that. Well, then obviously they don't have a right relationship with their Creator. So if they're lucky, you know, they can tread water and hang in there and, you know, be decent, honest and fair and so on with other people, and maybe things will be okay. But eventually you need a right relationship with your Creator. That's a hint. If you have a wrong these wrong relationships that we have block a relationship with God. If you resent your father, if you resent your husband, if you judge your husband, if you judge men, see, if you resent other people, and you cannot have a right relationship with your Heavenly Father. It's that simple. You cannot. You cannot love God and hate other people created in His image and likeness. So what does He say? He said, forgive, don't hate. Okay? So if you can let go of the hate, let go of the judgment, see, stop puffing up and feeling superior to other people over every little mistake they make, if you can let that go, then you can have a right relationship with God. And you know how it'll begin? You know how the right relationship with God will begin? It'll begin with by becoming aware of your conscience. And when your conscience makes you aware that you resented somebody, or that you were a little phony, or that you were a little selfish, when you become aware of that and causes you a little bit of pain, instead of rejecting your conscience, see, you'll be grateful for it. That is the beginning of a right relationship with God by way of His inner light and conscience. So now do you see, life is not about symptoms. Symptoms become a distraction. Life is about relationships, right relationship with God, with your partner, with your children, with other people, with food, with work, with everything else. Listen to this recording again if you can, to this program again. It's free. It's at our archives. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. You can listen to it again. See, begin to wake up. Get my meditation. Get the 5-minute meditation or get the 4-part classic one. The 5-minute meditation is free. Get my meditation. Get a couple of my books. Get one of my books about meditation and get one of my books about relationships and read them. And start meditating. Wake up. Wake up from your wrong involvements. Begin to see where you're erring. Come back to yourself, back to the present, become centered, and you'll be okay. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. Yes, get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's excellent. I have other books on relationships too, but I think you've got the idea. You've got to calm down. You've got to distance yourself from your symptoms so you're not all wrapped up and caught up in your symptoms, which are pulling you down. And wrong relationships are pulling you down. Resentful ones. See, it's resentment. Hurt feelings, see, on your part and other people's part. You need to just be able to stand back and look at them objectively. Take a mental step back and look at them objectively. See? Let go of your resentment of other people. See that they too are victims. Forgive them for their errors, even as your Heavenly Father will forgive you for forgiving others. He forgives you for forgiving others. When you forgive others, then suddenly you'll feel His love within. Okay? Forgive your father. Forgive your mom. Okay? Remember the words of Christ on the cross at the very end when He was being tortured and on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. See, and He was suffering unjustly. He didn't deserve His suffering. A lot of us deserve it because we haven't been living properly. He didn't deserve it. He was innocent. But He said, forgive them, Father. Okay? Now I want to talk a little bit about the heart issues. And I would say that the big problem with... See, the heart is... the heart kind of shows a lot, you know, of how... The problem that we have is that we're angry. It starts off with anger, rage, see, and excitement, excessive raging and excitement. Naughty things, chasing after drugs and naughty people that do naughty things, and your heart beats fast, see? Or becoming angry when you were a little child, see, you became very angry, see, especially if there was injustice. You know, if your mom was mean and yelled and screamed at you or hit you and your father wasn't there for you to protect you, other kids were cruel, there were bullies at school and so on, you became angry. See, became angry, and then you were hurt when people were cruel and mean and so forth. You became overly sensitive. Then later in life, you were overly sensitive, you hurt. You hurt very badly over things where if you hadn't become so sensitive, you wouldn't have been so hurt. See, you became overreactive, overreactive. See, that's another wrong relationship. See, and you didn't learn, and then you didn't know how to control yourself, and the only way that you could get anybody to pay attention to you was by overreacting. So you didn't learn how to control yourself, and so now issues arise, sometimes with your heart. So you have to learn to let go of the anger, let go of resentment, calm down, get centered, and be very helpful. It'll be very helpful. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Well, I was going to talk more about heart issues. I was going to talk about tachycardia a little bit. I've had a little bit of that. I want to tell you about motherwort, a very lovely, lovely herb from Europe. It grows in the United States, too, motherwort. It has a nice calming effect. It's very, very nice. I was going to talk to you about those a little bit, but I'm not going to now. I don't have time. I ran out of time. Instead, I talked about relationships and how to develop a right relationship with other people and with your Creator. And so, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.